commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
The rumors are true about more Amtrak cutbacks. Our dining car, while I was on vacation, was indeed staffed by only three people, a cook, a waiter, and a supervisor who also waits tables. At our breakfast, with the tables only half full, they had to hustle to keep up. If we were traveling westbound and were expecting dinner with a full load of passengers, we'd be waiting a long time. Now, you can debate the merits of whether the U.S. government should be in the passenger railroad business at all. We certainly are in the highway business. Road funding is generous and bipartisan. And there's no airline that would ever get off the ground without the government paying for its infrastructure, like air traffic control, runways, and security. But no other mode of transportation is micromanaged by Congress, which seems ineffective at managing everything, like Amtrak. There are congressional bills that manage Amtrak's sleeping car pricing, dining car losses, ticket pricing, route schedules, long-term planning, and capital investments, and all of it is stupid. Here are a few examples. Long-distance trains are money losers. That's why Amtrak was created in the first place, to relieve private freight railroads of the losses from their passenger trains. Now, the wise sages on Capitol Hill say there should be limits on how much the taxpayers will subsidize the cost of a ticket. So these days, Amtrak can no longer offer deep discount fares on trains that aren't full. They lose ticket revenue and have empty seats because of congressional oversight. It's worse with the sleeping car business, which by congressional fiat cannot operate at a loss. So during non-peak travel months, I have to overpay for my compartment because there's no pricing elasticity that could fill the empty room across the hallway. And of course, once a train pulls out of a station with unsold space, the revenue is zero. Amtrak buys equipment that doesn't work correctly because Congress mandates that new trains must be made in the USA. The Acela's tilt technology doesn't work because of that, and high-speed trains that were already fully vetted in Germany and Sweden were turned aside because they weren't American. While traveling back, my can of Pepsi cost $2.50 in the snack car because Congress even has regulations involving food service losses. Now, serving food on a 17-hour trip from Chicago to Washington is a necessity. It shouldn't be a matter of regulation. The government that runs a $3 trillion deficit is arrogant enough to regulate the price of a soft drink. Now, while highway and aviation spending is massive, Amtrak spending is tiny, $1.4 billion a year. To put that in perspective, President Obama wanted $4 billion to house and feed those illegal migrant children at the border. The Pentagon spends as much on transportation for its military bands and honor guard as we do for Amtrak. Any elected representative who thinks they can micromanage Amtrak lacks the common sense that I would expect for the office they hold.